Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's sermon, which is the third Sunday. It certainly is time to see our lives for what they are. Like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, the disciples suddenly understood the new radical meaning for them in the disaster that had happened in Jerusalem a few days earlier. Those disciples were full of life and meaning and a hope that passed all understanding. Their hearts were burning within them as they listened to the risen Jesus speak to them on the road to Emmaus. They had a new hope. And just look at the earlier Christians, the earliest Christians after the resurrection. They prayed together, they broke bread together, they sold their possessions and shared, they preached a dangerous message that caused the death of Jesus. They showed love to each other and were known by the love they had for each other and for everybody. They actually put on love. Look at Peter. He was speaking and preaching a very dangerous message. And I quote, "This man, delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death." What a change in a man's life who had denied Jesus three times. And now here he is, publicly putting his life on the line. This is our road to Emmaus time, which can help us immediately to have a new hope and a new understanding and a belief that we have a job to do for the betterment of ourselves and for others. Likewise, we too are called by Jesus to be free from our sins, free from our guilt. If we are honest, we should be aware of our sinfulness and our lack of real love for our fellow human beings and for our love of God. But God knows this, but we must know it as well, and not be devastated by it, but be aware of the reality of who we are, our weakness, like Peter. And even in our weakness, we can become great messengers for God. And Jesus is promising us to be with us. He is promising us that he will even surprise us every day if we dedicate our lives to him, that things will work, great things will work through us, from him to the world and to our fellow human beings especially. We just look at Pope Francis again today. He spoke on Wednesday the 24th of May 2017. I think it's a relevant message here today. Pope Francis in a general audience, and I quote him, "The secret of the road that leads to Emmaus is simply this. Despite appearances to the contrary, we continue to be loved and God will never stop loving us. God will walk with us always, always, even in the most painful moments, even in the worst moments, even in the moments of defeat. That is where the Lord is. And this is our hope. Let us go forward with this hope, because he is beside us and walks with us always." End of quote. One good thing that we may learn to be calm, meditative, and ponder, even take time to cultivate a sense of the sacred and wonder. Listen to good music, read good books, and become a better people. Remember all the rush that we have left behind us, the rush hours. Things faster and faster have been our attractions. The speedy cars and planes and internet. The keeping up with the Joneses syndrome. Bigger and better and cool fashions. Whereby maybe we can slow down. Try and seek the higher things in life, such as appreciate nature, wonder at the beauty of creation, and wonder at creative people whom we know about, the singers, the artists. See the creative parts of ourselves. Write music, paint pictures, write poetry, savour the beauty of our family. Count our blessings. And there are many blessings. I would suggest we write them down. See what God has done for us and how he can help us now make the very most of the situation. The world is beautiful. People are beautiful. Everything about God's creation is beautiful. The animals, the fauna, the vegetation. And we are allowed to value the world, but not depend on anything in this world, even this great beauty, for to give us full meaning in life. All is transitory. All will fade like the flowers in the fields. What really is being said is, put your total trust in the Lord, and this will help you overcome this very blatant fact that the world is fickle. Anything can change at any time. We see that the more spiritual things of the world are what matters in the long run. All we've got is the spirit of our very makeup, as we are made in the image and likeness of the Creator, as is said in Genesis chapter 1, verses 27. And I quote, God created man in the image of himself. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. End of quote. The important words here are, we are made in the image of God. That means we have God's spirit in us. There's a touch of God in us all. Today's message is vital, therefore, and must be taken to heart. We've got to nurture and protect our faith in the God that saves and gives life everlasting. Let me finish with a prayer to Saint Roch, or Saint Roch. We had it after the rosary every night in my young days, and my mother always said it. O blessed Saint Roch, patron of the sick, have pity on those who lie upon a bed of suffering. Your power was so great when you were in this world that by the sign of the cross many were healed of their diseases. Now that you are in heaven, your power is no less. Offer to God our sighs, our tears, and obtain for us the physical and spiritual health we seek. Here make your request. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Roch, pray for us that we may be relieved from all diseases of body and soul. Say this three times. Lord Jesus, may thy will be done. Say one Our Father, one Hail Mary, and one Glory, and finish. May Almighty God bless you and help you now. This is Father Tom Casey of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off now and continuing to pray for you and wishing you a happy and peaceful Easter.